Joining me now are a couple nice gentlemen who are going to talk about the Sea Lion Caves Winter Music Festival coming up just in a few weeks, right around the corner, January 12th, 13th, and 14th. Kirk Malenik and Howie Cusack are both here.
Great.
How are you guys doing?
I'm doing great this morning. Thanks for having us.
This ought to be exciting for you guys.
It's going to be a great event. It's going to be the biggest music event that Florence has ever seen. It's a three-day festival with four separate shows, and it covers the gamut of international and Americana music. So come one, come all.
I know a couple of years ago we had Jonathan Edwards here. I wasn't here for last year's one, but now I'm back for this one. You got Al Stewart as their headliner. Wow.
The Al Stewart, Year of the Cat. He's going to bring another guitar playing with him, and he's looking good, singing well, and playing the guitar beautifully still.
And he's currently on a cross-country tour playing venues of 1,000 to 1,100 seats, and he's doing a capacity of 85%. I just spoke to his agent yesterday, and those tickets, George, the average price is $57.50, and ours are $34. So not only are we getting an international star, but we're being able to offer the tickets at a pretty low price compared to other places in the country.
Getting an international deal along with it.
You bet.
And we've sweetened this pot, George, by having John Craigie, the young, hip folk singer and songwriter out of Eugene, coming over. You know, and he spent the summer opening for Jack Johnson, national tour with him. So we're excited to have him come back.
So a nice little lineup. And I see some people that have also been here before. You've got Pretty Gritty. Was here a couple of years ago. Were they here last year, too?
They were here last year.
So they've been ringing. And I really enjoyed them. What a duo that they were.
I think this is their fourth appearance, maybe. And they are back literally by popular demand, as is Cabin Fever. Mm-hmm. Cabin Fever Northwest.
Yeah.
Just a popular group who people have come to us and said, please bring them back. And it's great to be able to build a following for these bands in Florence. And we hope people are going to put their ticket buying situation where their mouth is.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Right. Put the money where the mouth is there. What was the reason behind choosing a more Americana feel for this festival?
Americana has been sweeping the country for the past 3 years. Take a look at an act like Mumford & Sons, who are selling out 20,000 seats, for instance, at the Moda Center. They did 20,000 people in advance. At Key Arena, they did 20,000 people in advance. So Americana is here to stay, and it's been here for a while, but it's just infused itself much more into the mainstream of Monsters and Men. I mean, I can name a dozen bands that are popular. So that there's a definite market for that type of sound.
The Head and the Heart. I mean, there's, you know, all sorts of
You've got good taste, George.
Avett Brothers.
Avett Brothers. Oh, man. They're going to be in Bend, too. And
there you go.
Yeah. Well, I'm from North Carolina, so, you know, I'm very familiar with the Avett Brothers, and I worked in Nashville for years. In fact, we had an Americana station in Nashville for a while, but then that sort of went by the wayside, and this was, you know, in the 90s.
Yep.
So, you know, it was certainly up and coming then. You were seeing it in Nashville, and then it was spreading out because it was music that everybody could kind of relate to.
Yeah. And, you know.
And you could understand the words.
You can.
That's right.
So you're an anti-rap guy, huh?
Some rap's okay, but, you know, not as a mainstream, you know, diet.
You know, George, we have broadened the tent a little bit, and we're excited to add some bluegrass on Friday night. A band out of Colorado, a band out of California, Emmy-winning Laura Lewis in the Right Hands. And so in the process of widening that tent, Americana is just a natural fit. And then, of course, we're going to wrap things up with Gospel Gumbo Gathering on Sunday, and how I can tell you all about this amalgamation of local choirs under the direction of Marty Adams.
Yeah, I wanted to try and create an event that was really geared locally. And we're not looking to bring people from the Valley over, although we probably will, because the headliner for that is a band that's been together for 18 years, but in separate components. They're called On the Rocks, and it's a 13-member a cappella group from the University of Oregon, who every 4 years they rotate through new members. And they were lucky enough to be a finalist on America's Got Talent, I think, 4 or 5 years ago.
Yeah.
But the idea was to create an opportunity for all of the great local singers in our local choirs to band together under the direction of your very own Marty Adams, who, by the way, is a gifted musician and a great band leader. He's a wonderful person. I've been to two rehearsals, and I'm a bit of a jaded music guy. This is sounding really good. And we're going to have Billy Jones, who's a popular local singer. He's going to open the event. And I think it's going to be pretty spectacular. It's a combination of traditional and contemporary gospel music. And Marty has got, let's say it's the Marty Adams Big Band. I was there the other night. I think it's a 7-piece group. So it's going to be great. And the tickets for that, George, are really inexpensive, a whopping $16. And we're going to have a little cups of gumbo and anything else that pleases you on a cold winter's day. Hint,
there
hint, hint.
Yeah.
So come on over.
Well, I'm hoping we have some really good weather for that, too, though, because it brings more people out.
We hope so, too.
Yeah. Now, joining us now, Rachel Pearson has just joined us in this group in the conversation here. Now, we've been talking about the lineup. Tell me about Castletown.
Castletown is a hot,
we got you here.
Hot band out of Portland, and you can't not dance to them. They're the kids' concert, and they will be bringing their fiddle music by Katie Jane Lubins, who is fiery red hair, fiery playing, fiery personality, and she's going to make those kids dance in their seats.
Wow, that's pretty cool.
And I'll tag on and say that Jeff Scroggins and Colorado. Jeff Scroggins is a two-time national banjo champion out of Winfield, Kansas there, the annual competition. And he is a fiery banjo player, and it is traditional bluegrass with a modern twist. Greg Blake is an award-winning vocalist with that band and a tremendous guitar player. And just this year, the International Bluegrass Music Association acknowledged Tristan Scroggins, Jeff's son, as the Momentum Award for the IBMA this year. So not only is his singing being recognized, but his mandolin playing as well. Mm. And so they're just a really good, hard-driving bluegrass band, and we're really looking forward to having them.
Would you say he's somewhere between traditional and, say, Bella Fleck, or would you say he's more Bella Fleck-ish?
No, I'd say he's right in between, absolutely, right in between. Yes. Yeah. If you're a traditionalist and you like that bluegrass sound from those days, so the Flat and Scrug days, et cetera, you're going to love him. But also as hard-driving as anything you want to find from a modern standpoint.
Now, the festival is a three-day festival, and it starts on a Friday evening. Can you get tickets for the whole event? Can you get like one price ticket or?
Yes, in fact, we have developed several ticket packages. You can get a three-day pass that, in fact, let's just be clear here, includes Friday night, Saturday afternoon, Saturday night, and Sunday afternoon. You can also get a two-day pass if you just prefer Friday night and all day Saturday and Saturday evening. And then we have individual segments for each of those. You can get a Friday night, Saturday afternoon only, Saturday night only, or Sunday afternoon only. And the ticket prices run the gamut from as little as $22 for Friday night to $17 Saturday afternoon, $34 just for Saturday night, and $16 for Sunday afternoon. And we, as I said, we have the two-day and three-day tickets as well.
And an integral part of the entire festival, George, is the Artisans Fair sponsored by FRA. And that's free. If you don't like music, the Artisan Fair, I think they have 30 world-class artisans.
Now, what about Petunia and the Vipers? I don't think I'm familiar with them.
I became a fan of Petunia and the Vipers when I wandered into Sam Bond's garage in Eugene one night, and I ended up staying for 3 hours. This is it's a man called Petunia, and he leads a five-piece band that's a combination of Texas hillbilly swing, I'd say late 20s sound, almost like a Django Reinhardt, and Bob Wills and the Texas Playboys. But I also attended his show last Wednesday at Sam Bond's, and he had 150 people all dancing. It was like out of a movie. The people were just standing on the chairs, shouting and yelling. So he's a special guy. He's got a yodeling component, and he's a character. He's one of a kind. There's a new guy out there called Pokey Lafarge who's making a lot of noise. He's in that genre. Kind of a combination of Tom Waits meets Dan Hicks, what I would say.
Okay,
so,
yeah. Now, what about your sponsors?
Sea Lion Caves is what we call our presenting sponsor. They're obviously the largest contributor, and Rick Reese is an old friend of mine, so he latched on to what we're trying to do here, which is essentially we're not trying to grow Florence bigger by bringing in a lot of people. We're trying to grow the local businesses bigger. Grocery Outlet is sponsoring the Friday Night Throwdown. We have OregonFest.net doing Super Session 16 on Saturday afternoon. Brandberg Wineries from Elkton saw the opportunity to come into Florence and introduce all of their tremendous line. There's going to be a wine tasting at Marianne Brisbane's Waterfront Wine Shop on Saturday afternoon from 2 to 5. That's going to be great. We have Ninkasi Beer as a lead sponsor. They're going to be pouring several new kinds of winter brew, and there may be an after party. If you're at the show, you may find out the secret location. And Saturday afternoon, again, Marianne Brisbane from the Waterfront Depot has been generous enough, probably for the 10th year in a row, to be the lead supporter of that. So those are the big ones.
All right, again, it's January 12th, 13th, and 14th at the Florence Event Center. I'd like to thank Kirk Malenik, Howie Cusack, and Rachel Pearson for stopping by today. So, folks, get your tickets. You're not going to want to miss it. You're listening to Our Town. Coming up next, Meg Spencer talking about rivercal.org.